Hello, everyone. It is Riker Gamble here with you on Sports Utah Sports Radio. Let's just start off with saying that the Utah Jazz, they did have a tough loss yesterday against the Warriors. The ending score was 108-115, but they're doing pretty good at the end of the season. There's few weeks left of games. You got a bunch of home games left, and then the playoffs. And I'm hoping that they'll clinch playoff spot. And if the playoffs were to happen right now, they would be playing OKC, which we played them last year, and that was. I went to one of those games. It was fun. And it was much worth the money that we paid for them. One of the leading sports searches that people are all wondering about is the Salt Lake Stallions. They lost to the Birmingham Iron last, I think it was Saturday. They lost 9-12. Now, I love this team. Don't get me wrong. It's a great idea. But, I mean, I'm starting to think there's not a lot of scoring. That game was kind of boring. It was fun to see this team go on. And when they played the Arizona Hotshots, they did really good, and I like their quarterback, their starter quarterback, he got injured, but their backup, he's pretty decent. I mean, wide receivers are pretty good. They're a lot better than lots of the other teams I've watched in this AAF football league, but it's just, they were predicted to be, have a real shot to making it to the championship. They're starting off the season 0-2, which could be a factor into not making it to the championship unless they go on a huge streak. But Salt Lake Stallions' first home game at Rice-Eccles Stadium is on, I believe, Saturday or Friday, and that will be again against the Arizona Hotshots. Hopefully, I mean, we can have a miracle, and I mean, I'm just hoping for the best for this team, honestly. There's a couple players in the draft that are going into the NFL draft that could potentially come down to the AAF draft, which could be good for Salt Lake Stallions and getting a new quarterback. Specifically, I'm not saying he's going to end up in the AAF, but it's a good spot for him. Brett Rippon from Boise State, he could be a big factor in the AAF and potentially be a good quarterback for Salt Lake Stallions. Going back to the Jazz, their next game is on Friday against the Thunder. The Thunder is really a good team this year. It's at Chesapeake, which, I mean, it's pretty scary, but the Jazz are coming in sixth in the West right now. Starting the season, they were potentially going to be third or second in the West, going to the Western Finals, as some would predict them. They had a bit of a rough start, but they're coming on that streak that they had last year that put them into the fourth seed, and that could help them a lot. I know this is Utah radio, but I need to talk about the Lakers. What is happening with them? They've won 3 and lost 7 in the last 10 games. I would like to say that was because LeBron was hurt for a little bit, but LeBron's back and he's still not really doing anything with the team. I would like to see more of them because I kind of like the Lakers, to be honest. And I just want someone to beat the Warriors. So it's really all I want right now. I'm not a big fan of the Warriors. So yeah. Next subject on Utah Radio is the Utah Jazz missed out on what could potentially be one of the best free agency moments in Utah Jazz history. They had a chance to get Mike Conley. I was telling a couple of my close friends in sports that I thought that they could potentially get Kevin Love. We've seen that in lots of recent kind of, how do I say this, recent articles, Kevin Love does state that his favorite place on earth is Park City, Utah. I like Park City, he likes Park City, and what better to come to a place where Park City is only half an hour away? I mean, I thought that was going to happen. Didn't really happen. Mike Conley, I guess the Grizzlies just decided they weren't going to trade him and trade him Marc Gasol. So, I mean, it is what it is. Sorry, that was trade deadline, not free agency. Now, I'm hoping that during free agency that they can get on a roll. I mean, the Jazz struggles at free agency. We know that. I just think that they could get some good players that at least can help Donnie Boy, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert. One that was pretty big in free agency coming up is Tobias Harris. I mean, I don't really see that happening coming from Los Angeles, going to Philly, and then coming to Utah. It just doesn't really seem like something that could happen, you know? I'm looking here, and wow, Nikola Mirotic from the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm sorry, I don't know about this one either. He's a good player. I think he could come to the Jazz, that's for sure. Whether that is in the free agency or if we trade for him, he could be a good fit for the Jazz. And, yeah. We already talked about Tobias Harris. I would want to see him come to the Jazz, but we just need someone that can help run the offense with Rudy and Donovan as our stars, kind of run around them to make kind of the team chemistry that Rubio and all the other team has. And I think that could really change the team for the better and really make us into close to a championship contender. Now, this one I really like. Chris Middleton. Now, I think Chris Middleton could be a good player to kind of, you know, with Rudy, Chris Middleton, and Donovan, that Joe Ingles, I mean, really, I like this, but lots of the other people that I talk to do not like this. So, to remind you, this show will be coming on every Wednesday and Friday. I might start Mondays if, it gets that popular, but really maybe I'll like give away some tickets, Jazz or something. I'm excited for the off season. I'm excited for the Salt Lake Stallions, for Real Salt Lake, for all the stuff that's happening in Utah, but also other sports places like Cleveland Browns. I got some big stuff to talk about them, but that won't be in this episode. That'll be in a different episode. I try to keep it more into the Utah, but talking about Utah, I kind of get off track with like other teams or other states' teams. So, yeah, but this was Utah Sports Radio, Riker Gamble signing out.